Turning to sports now on 88.5 KNKX, the Seattle Sounders play their final game of the regular season this weekend. The defending MLS Cup champions host the Colorado Rapids Sunday afternoon at CenturyLink Field after already securing a playoff berth. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says the Sounders have made it to the postseason each of the 9 years they've been in Major League Soccer. Art, how big of a feat is this?
It's quite remarkable. Consistency in team sports is the hardest thing of all to achieve, and I think people who follow the Seahawks and the Mariners certainly understand how elusive it is. But the Sounders have done it almost like no team in history. You may remember the Sonics. It used to be a basketball team here.
Yes. Yeah.
From 1991 to 2000, the Sonics went to the NBA playoffs 10 years in a row, and that was a big part of why they were such a fundamental part of the sports scene here, was consistent excellence. The Sounders now have done it since their beginning year of 2009, and it's really remarkable because in the era of salary caps, and they have a very hard, very low salary cap, it's very difficult to manage all the personnel and survive injuries and the changes in the rules and lots of things that go on, especially in soccer where you also have international call-ups. So to maintain that level of excellence is impressive. They are the defending champions. They did play with a target on their backs all season, and they're going to finish somewhere between second and fourth. We won't know the outcome of the season until the regular season final on Sunday against Colorado, but the upshot is that they're going to be in, and they really have done a remarkable thing about being consistent and coming off a championship season, which could often produce an emotional downer, but they've stayed steady.
Well, you mentioned they had a target on their back this season. What stood out to you for them this season?
Well, I have to give a lot of credit to Brian Schmetzer, the head coach. He came in as an interim coach last year when they fired Siggy Schmid, and Schmetzer managed to keep these guys organized and intense enough to create a 13-game streak during the season where they did not lose a match. Lots of draws in there, but nevertheless, it got them out of the early season doldrums back into the top of the Western Conference. And to manage that with all the personnel changes that went on, they had 35 players this year play at least one game. It is significant that they managed to keep things going to finish as well as they have is quite a remarkable feat. And I think a big part of that is some of the veterans who really delivered, including at age 34, Clint Dempsey, who came through big time. Again, the leading scorer with 12 goals.
Now, he came off dealing with an irregular heartbeat last season, so that's especially good news for Sounders fans. And he was also part of one of the more grim losses in U.S. men's national soccer team history. It's keeping them out of the World Cup for the first time since 1986. A lot of people were worried about Dempsey's mood going into the FC Dallas match, but he seemed great.
They lost 2-1 to Trinidad and Tobago, one of the great upsets in soccer history and really in all of American sports. So Dempsey could have come back here on a downer, but he scored Sunday against Dallas in the 4-0 win. And Schmetzer reported that Dempsey is in really good shape emotionally, really good shape physically, which is really important for the Sounders now because Jordan Morris, the young wunderkind, is not playing well or at all because he's had some injuries, only scored 3 goals this year. But I think he's going to be healthy enough to contribute in the playoffs. But Dempsey has been a stalwart, and along with another veteran, Stefan Fry, the goalie who set a club record with 12 clean sheets. Those two guys, I think, have anchored the offense and the defense to give the Sounders a really good chance at repeating as MLS champions.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.